At 6:06, it's very windy in Tulsa this morning and 76 degrees. We're expecting a high today of 84. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. With just 2 days left in the legislative session, last week's tax cut plan seems to be in serious trouble this morning. The House has come up with another plan. State Representative Leslie Osborne says the agreed-to plan was not fair.
There was about 9% of working Oklahomans that make from $70,000 to $95,000 a year that were going to pay on average $300 more a year in taxes.
The new plan contains revenue triggers, which could tie the hands of future lawmakers. State Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman was caught off guard by the new plan and then chastised the House for it.
It really kind of, you know, surprised us that we had all had agreed to something, and we're certainly very disappointed in the House.
He says a deal is a deal, and he wants an up or down vote on the original plan. Well, meanwhile, the Senate has approved $20 million in funding for the OK Pops Museum in Tulsa. Oklahoma Historical Society Director Bob Blackburn says the proposed Museum of Popular Culture would have a big economic impact on Tulsa and government.
The economic impact figures that have been put together by the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce show that there will be more than $3 million in revenue for government generated by the museum in directly, indirectly, and induced.
The center would be built in the Brady Arts District on land donated by the Bank of Oklahoma. It is not a done deal, however. The House must still approve the plan. Tulsa's school superintendent confirms he is leaving when his contract is up at the end of June next year.
Dr. Keith Ballard has said all along he planned to stay in the top job at Tulsa Public Schools a maximum of 5 years.
This isn't about resignation, or it's not about some big surprise announcement. This is about affirming what I said I would do whenever I came here.
He says current budget woes had nothing to do with his decision, but he used the occasion of his announcement to blast the governor and state legislators for the proposed flat education budget.
Every single school district in the state is impacted by that. Don't tell me that we're meeting core services. We're not.
Dr. Ballard says he'll return to a position with OU Tulsa when he leaves his post with the Tulsa School District. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Jing School Superintendent Kirby Lehman is also retiring. He will step down at the end of the next school year. He's been the Jing's education chief for 23 years. The George Kaiser Family Foundation plans for a new park on Riverside Drive. It would be on the east side of the road between 26th and 33rd Place in front of the Blair Mansion. The foundation wants your input. It is hosting the second of two public meetings tonight, so if you missed the one last night, you still have a chance to provide input.
We thought this was a unique opportunity to give the citizens of Tulsa an augmented space that really expands access to the river and the opportunity to sort of gather in a place that we just don't have currently.
That is the foundation's Josh Miller. The meeting is at 6 o'clock tonight at the TCC Center for Creativity downtown. A fire at a Tulsa restaurant causes a slowdown on Interstate 44 just before lunchtime yesterday. The smoky blaze erupted at El Tequila, right next to the interstate at Harvard. John O'Brien was next door getting his oil changed at Jiffy Lube.
So there was a lot of smoke coming out of the top at first. It's pretty dark smoke, pretty good plumes coming out. And then it subsided a little bit. And then more smoke was coming out. All the employees came out of the restaurant and walked over, started watching, and all the fire trucks started pulling up.
Flames were quickly doused, and no one was injured. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm today. 84 for a high. Partly clear tonight, 69 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it's windy, fair, and 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.